Welcome to episode 8 of Trivial Arguments. We'll do some trivia and we'll get into some arguments, hopefully. I'm here with my friend Keishi, who joined us for episode 6. We'll talk about the Cubs and Sox, and more importantly, we'll talk about an upcoming birthday. So hello, Keishi.
Hello, Lenny. Thanks for having me on.
You look rather 29 today.
Well, I feel like 99, so.
So you won't be 29 for long.
No. Big 3-0 on Monday.
Which I know you love hearing. Reminded you a couple weeks ago. I was like, oh, are you about to turn 30? And you're like, oh, delete this number.
Birthdays kind of all went downhill after like 22, 23. Like, I don't look forward to them.
It's like, what bar should we go to? It's like, we were just at the bar yesterday. This isn't a holiday anymore.
Going back to Billy's bachelor party, I got there at like 12:05, like midnight.
Yeah.
And the day after my birthday, and I got there and everyone, hey, happy birthday. Nope, birthday's over. Not my time.
Just a regular day now.
Yep.
But for your birthday, hopefully the White Sox will be in first place. They're in second place right now. They're 12-10. I think the Royals are leading the AL Central.
They just won like an hour ago, though.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they had a doubleheader today. Rodon pitched.
Oh, yeah, they had a 4 o'clock game, and then they have a 7 o'clock game?
Yeah, the game they're playing right now. I'm watching, though, not the game.
So if the Royals – no, I think the Royals were two and a half games ahead of the White Sox, so – so I guess if the White Sox win both games and then the Royals, well, they only played one game today. So I guess they'd still be in second. But, I mean, significantly closer than the last place Cubs, who are getting the snot kicked out of them by Atlanta, who I think also had a losing record going into playing them. And then now they're like supercharged. They're the Pittsburgh Pirates 2.0, which the Pittsburgh Pirates are above the Cubs right now. So that should tell you everything that you need to know. But speaking of, you know, the Cubs being just a dumpster fire at the moment, yesterday, April 28th, the Cubs were losing 10-0, and they let Rizzo pitch in like the seventh inning, whatever the hell it was. A lot of people online loved it because he was pitching to Freddie Freeman, who is friends with him.
Frederick!
Yeah. I mean, that was a gift for, you know, like a week or so, and people were loving it. And I loved it. I mean, I enjoyed it when he was chasing him down in the rundown, you know, a week and a half ago, and seemed like he was having fun. So, I mean, they brought him in yesterday to, you know, pitch against Freddie Freeman, who was four for four. And Rizzo struck him out on like a breaking ball or whatever. That was like 52 miles per hour or something stupid. And he was having a blast, but most people enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
I loved it. It was definitely fun to see. I get it, you know, getting rid of the bullpen, and don't waste any arms on a game that you're not gonna win. You're not gonna come back to a 10-0 game on a Wednesday in April, and you know, you don't care about those. It's not a rival, it's not nothing. Go out there and have fun.
Yeah.
Play the game.
Yeah, there were baseball purists that are like, you know, the game is, you know, 9 innings. You should be playing all 9 and, you know, you should never give up and whatever else. And it's like, well, I understand that. I mean, they were losing 4 games or they were on a 4-game losing streak. Sorry. So that was the 5th game in a row that they lost. So I could see if you add context, it's like, yeah, should they really be shitting around when, you know, they've lost the last 5 games? But I mean, like we were talking earlier, like, what did you want them to do? Mm-hmm. Like sit in the dugout and like cry. I was most out of a shit moment. Then, you know, why should it matter?
You got Rizzo out there, easily one of the most likable people in sports. Yeah. He's out there laughing, having a good time, and he's down 10-0. I loved it. Like you said, the baseball purists out there are probably, you know, screaming.
Tony La Russa's of the world.
Exactly.
But I mean, yeah, I think right now he's their best pitcher. He's got a career 0.00 ERA. So I wouldn't be surprised if in a month, if they're still, you know, absolute garbage, that they don't try him. I mean, he probably would go to David Ross and be like, all right, like, seriously, like, we're out of options. Just let me, like, start the game, see what happens. I could give up a hit yesterday, too, but I mean.
Didn't he, like, have, like, a deal with Joe Maddon about that, too, back, like, a few years ago? Like, yeah. What?
I feel like Joe Maddon, like, let him do whatever the hell he wanted.
Yeah, there was, like, a mic'd up moment, though, where he was like, can I pitch? And, like, Maddon gave him, like, the certain circumstances. Like, if this is happening, I'll allow it. And he got in to pitch before, right?
Yeah, so he pitched last year. No, not last year, the year before. And, I mean, I think also that year, Miguel Montero pitched. Ben Zobrist struck out Yadier Molina. That was his last appearance in baseball. Was World Series champion Ben Zobrist striking out hated rival Yadier Molina. It's like that was the greatest thing ever. When everybody's like, oh, Yadier Molina, first round ballot. And I was like, struck out to an infielder, but whatever.
Utility player, right? That guy can literally do it all.
Yeah. He was in the, like when he was in on Tampa and what's his face?
Kevin Cash.
No, Jose Quintana was pitching. That was the Wegner video when he like threw the ball like behind him or whatever, and the umpire tossed Quintana, and Hawk Harrelson had like a, what are you doing, Wegner? He was like losing his mind. I was like, that's one of the greatest videos ever, where he's just yelling at the umpire, like, you got to be held accountable. Like, you have guys at this level. And he was just going on a tangent, and it was like, yeah, this is the greatest video ever.
I do love Benetti calling games, but there's a little part of me that does miss the not even the hawkisms, just the like the two innings of nothingness and then just the payoff pitch. Like, he doesn't say anything, like even like those little things, I'm just like, oh man, I do miss that, you know,
where you fall asleep for a couple innings and like wake up and be like, oh, breaking ball.
I think one time, like, he was like out on like the concourse in the middle of the game, like he was in like the left field, like just walking around. Like,
Steve Stone's got binoculars and he's like looking for him. And he's like, oh, there's Hawk. Yeah, he's flipping off the whole Kansas City Royals bench.
He's going there to fight Angel Hernandez right now.
Yeah, what are you doing, Wegner? So for those listening, I don't know what you would search, but it's probably in some video of Hawk Harrelson's greatest calls or whatever. But it's Jose Quintana pitching for the White Sox and Ben Zobrist batting for the Tampa Bay Rays. And it is a sight to see. But, I mean, now we don't have as much fun in baseball anymore if we listen to everybody that just wants to suck all the fun out of it. I mean, like, Freddie Freeman is the reigning NL MVP.
Yeah.
So it's like when you keep adding, like, you know, stuff like that, it's like, oh, like look how fun it is. And then when you add the, like, five-game losing streak and, you know, Hendricks' ERA is now, like, a 7.7 and, you know,
no,
that nonsense.
So going back to, like, the whole Rizzo, Freddie Freeman thing, like, are they friends? Like, is that, like a known, like, friendship in the league? Like, or is it just two guys who are both studs at their position and they each other at the All-Star game? Like, is, like, do you know anything like that? Like,
I hadn't heard anything other than, like, maybe this season and maybe last season. I didn't know that they were, like, you know, and maybe they're not. Maybe they're not close enough friends, but they've, you know, they're both first basemen. Maybe if they're both standing at first, they have these little chats or,
yeah,
you don't know who's actually, like, friends with who. And, but
like I said, like, they're not in the same division. Like, no, they don't play each other that often, but in the times that they've played each other this year, you got the Frederick yell, which I loved.
Yeah.
And then strikeout where they're both smiling and laughing at each other. Like, you know, so it seems like a good friendship that I didn't think so.
Do you know the company Obvious Shirts? Maybe not, because I think they started it as like a Cubs like shirt company. They started it like Jake, like it's obvious, like Jake Arrieta is like a good baseball player. That was like one of their first shirts. Mm-hmm. Now they have like t-shirts that are just like failed starter, and like the Cubs relief pitcher was wearing it and it just says failed starter, and you know, they're supposed to be just like funny shirts. Yeah. And the Obvious Shirt Company was like, oh, like let's get like Freddie Freeman a t-shirt that says Frederick on it. And then they gave it to him, and then the Cubs lost 10-0. And then the guy like tweeted and was like, yeah, that's our bad. And there's like a picture of Freddie Freeman, like in his Frederick shirt. They're like, yeah, so we created this monster. So that's our bad. But I think they're cool shirts. But and evidently Freddie Freeman got a free one. And then he, you know, went 4 for 5 and the rest is history.
4 for 5 with the strikeout.
Yeah. 4 for 4 and until you strike out to your baseball best friend, Anthony Rizzo. Let's see here. So we were talking about, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be baseball related, but we were talking about your birthday and I brought up to you, like, is there anything you wanted to do before, like, you turned 30? Because you turned 30 on Monday. I turned 30 in like a year and a half. And I told you earlier that I wanted, like, one of the things that I wanted to do before I was 30 was hit a home run. And that's not like hit a home run in like an actual like ballpark. That's like a little league home run. Like, let me go to the park right now and just try to get the ball to touch the street. And then I'll just slowly trot around the bases and go home. Like, but I see everybody else do it. And I'm like, man, I'd give anything to just hit it right over that, you know, small fence in the back by the water fountain.
There's a little league park by my house that I think you got. You can get there. I got faith in you. I'll hang a curveball belt high on you and take me out. Right.
Just don't bring any tape measures. I'll just be like, I think you hit that 500 feet. Like, oh, all right, cool. Like, that sounds good to me. But is there anything sports related that I guess you wanted to do? It's an
so,
I mean, mine is.
So you did kind of shoot me a text as kind of like a reminder, you know, you're not a reminder, but let me know what's going on. And I was thinking about it. I was kind of stewing about it. And there were some things. So like my cousin Joe, who, you know, to Mark Burley's no hitter and his perfect game. He was at both those games. Mm-hmm. And I was going, I always said like, man, that'd be so cool to see one. So fast forward a little bit, me and him go out to the Sox game for my 19th or 20th birthday. I think it was my 19th birthday, and the White Sox got no hit. So I saw a no hitter. So that was up there. I do have like a sports bucket list, one being to visit every MLB park. I feel like that's the most obtainable. I'm about like, I think I'm 12 teams in. I say team because some of those teams have new parks now. So I'm just still counting it as going to see them. I got a couple more trips in the works to go to either like Seattle or Baltimore or like Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
There. For the longest time, I did say I want to go to the Kentucky Derby for my 30th birthday. Plans fell through, didn't work out. Didn't know what was happening with COVID, if I should even book the trip or not or what. So maybe next year. That's going to be on there. As far as like,
is it like a 5-hour drive? Is it Louisville? This might be a stupid question, but
it's near Louisville. Hmm. Like you can stay
Churchill
in like
Downs. Is that Kentucky?
Is Churchill Downs the name of the city? I don't know where the city's at, but
I have no idea. I'm not editing any of this. We'll just look stupid on episode 8. I don't care.
A guy who I work with, he goes like every other year. And he pretty much told me everything, like what to do, where to go, like, you know, stay here. It's cheaper than just make the drive, or like, you know, there'll be like buses and there's a whole like thing. And he's like, you got to go. I'm like, yes, I know I got to go. I just haven't booked anything yet. Yeah. Some like other like sports, like how you said, like you wanted to hit a home run. I was never like, oh, I want to do this in sports, you know? So like, there wasn't anything like that. Cause I mean, first of all, I can hit a home run. So
I was about to say, like, I'm sure like, you're like, oh, I hit one like yesterday, like on accident for fun, like waiting for my friend to show up.
No, like the, I mean, I've seen my teams win championships. Yeah. It's as far as like sports bucket list though, like definitely visit every MLB park and go to the Kentucky Derby. Those are right there.
Yeah.
So like my uncle, I got the visit every MLB park idea from my uncle because he had that like plan. Yeah. And then went to his last park, he caught a foul ball. So then he said, I need to change my thing to now I have to catch a foul ball in every MLB.
He's always fighting a bunch of kids and like, you don't understand. Like I flew in here for this trip. So you need to give me that ball.
So yeah, once I get, you know, all teams to see all their home stadiums after that, I don't know. I mean, I'll make something else. I'll add something else onto it, but.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you've brought up, you know, obviously the Kentucky Derby is this Saturday and it's like the best, I forget what they call it, like the best 3 minutes in.
Most 2 minutes in sports.
Yeah. I'm like, now I kind of want to go to the Kentucky Derby. I was like, I don't know if it would be like interesting, but I mean, it's not something I ever really considered, but now it's like, oh, this might be like the novelty of it. Like if you can go, you should go.
It's a party. That's, you know, if you go in the pit, which is where like us common folk will be at, you know, we're not going to get one of the $60,000 suites.
Yeah.
You go in the pits and it's just a big party from what I hear. It's good time. Good here. Then there's the running of the porta potties where all the porta potties are lined up like 50 in a row. Yeah. And so, asshole will stand up on one and try to run all the way down and everyone just chucks their beer at them and they try to knock them off and people, you know, they slip, they fall, and just looks like a blast. So
and they do the same thing they do with the horses where they put the curtain up and just shoot you. So I don't know if they still do that, but
oh, broken leg, time to take them out.
It's like, no, I can walk, and they're like, no, stay down. But yeah, so you're gonna be the big 3-0. And I say big because when you're little and you're like, oh, think of like an old person and you're like, oh, 50. Now it's like you're, you know, we're in our 20s and going to be 30. And it's like, think of an old person. It's like 90.
Yep.
It's like, don't call me old. I'm 30. Like, leave me the hell alone. I saw something online that was like, if Marty McFly went back 30 years today, it would be 1991. I'm like, I didn't need to hear that.
Well, did you ever hear the one thing about like with like That 70s Show? Like hey, you want to just make ourselves feel old right now? So That 70s Show aired in like 1997, yeah. And it was portraying like 1976, I think, was the first season.
Yeah.
So if we were to make like That 70s Show right now, it would be like 1999, like as far as like distance, you know, time, like time wise from like when the show started to when it like aired and when it took place. And yeah, so that's terrifying. It makes me feel really old. So
yeah. What makes me feel is when you go to like a liquor store and it says like 2000, like, you're older than younger than today, 2000.
It's a typo, sir.
Yeah. It's how did you look at my ID so fast? And it's like, it starts with a 19. It's like, ugh, terrible.
Or just that you having been carded in 5 years and
yeah.
That is why that might be one of the reasons why I like drinking in an airport so much, because they have to card you.
Yeah. Like I bought this, you can look at it. It's about 50 pounds ago, so just ignore that and cover it with your thumb, but the picture's still me. But me and Lizzie went to pre-wife Lizzie, so I'm sure she hates when I say that. I forget where we went. We went somewhere in Park Ridge and we ordered beers and the lady went to walk away. And then she walked back and was like, wait, are you guys 21? And I like, looked at her and I was like, yes. She's like, okay. Because like legally, if you tell me that you're 21, like I can't get in trouble. And then she like walked back to the table and I was like, I don't think that's a rule. I was like, you should check these IDs like right now, because if this is some type of like sting operations, like, oh, well, my dad told me that I can't get in trouble for this. She looked at both her IDs and then like walked away, and I was like, that wasn't right at all. I was like, we could have been like 19 and been like, can I get an alcoholic beverage? Don't card me. It's like, well, you said you were 21, so like we're good.
It's like an undercover cop, like, hey man, you know, if you're a cop, you got to tell me. Like
yeah, but she's like, you guys are 21, right? I was like, yes. She's like, okay, well, I can't get in trouble if you say that you're 21. I was like, I don't think that's a thing. So just come look at the ID. It'll take 2 seconds. I was like, it is not that big of a deal.
So what? So you said your like goal before 30 is to hit a home run.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it. Any
hopes and dreams for you in the next year and a half?
I mean, other than, you know, like married kids, all that stupid stuff.
Boring. No.
Boring. Lame. Yeah. Wanted to hit a home run, and then, I mean, Lizzie runs, but I don't want to do any of that marathon bullshit. If I could do a 5K without like tasting blood, that might be a goal. It's like when you run, should I taste mercury? It's like, no, that's blood. Go to the hospital. Like, oh, all right.
Well, you heard that I did a 5K, right?
So okay. I will tell you that I was leading you to this topic because I have written down Dinger Dash 2019 because I looked it up and I was like, oh, like we didn't have one last year. I was like, he could have just ran to the bar. I don't know if they would have let him in, but you could have ran there.
The bar was closed at the time. We almost did. Yeah. So we were at the bar. This was 2019 pre-COVID. We were at the bar and we started talking. A buddy of mine was training for a marathon and he started talking about a runner's high. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, that is the biggest bullshit. He's like, no, like from mile like 13 to 18, you just like
it's cruise. Yeah.
You just cruise, like you don't feel anything. It's amazing, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, there's no such thing. I'm like, I would just hate every single step that I take. And then it started talking like, I bet you can't even run a mile. I'm like, I can run a mile. I'm like, I can do a 5K. And we started getting times going. And all right, we tried to figure out like a time slot on how long it would take me. And we had to hit an over under. Came in at, I think it was 30, 31, like 33 or something like that was my 5K time. So it was like 10 and a half minute mile, like pretty solid pace for a guy who doesn't run and is a little heavier, if you will. Yeah. So yeah, did a 5K and only puked once because I ate my first banana in like since I was 4 beforehand. I don't like bananas, but I was deathly terrified of cramping up and just like falling.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I eat a banana, I'll be good. I ate a banana and then like chased it with Gatorade because I just hate the taste of bananas. Yeah. And I turned the last corner in the last half mile stretch and just hold on, stop. banana and yellow Gatorade. Not good coming up.
Yeah. We did, and I say we, because we walked it, but I think it was in Milwaukee maybe or Arlington Heights or something. They had for St. Patrick's Day a couple years ago, there was a beer dash or something like that, where every like kilometer you got like a beer. And I was like, this sounds awful. Like nobody should be running this thing. Like we walked the entire thing. It was me, Lizzie, her sister, and like her boyfriend. And like people were like speeding up to the table, like runners, like with their cute little shorts that are like right above their, you know, like kneecaps or like, you know, like the 70s basketball shorts, where they're barely shorts. They're basically like a Speedo. And they were like speeding to these tables, like chugging the beer and then like dashing away. And I was like, that sounds like the most miserable person. Like, first of all, you're running, loser. And now you're chugging beer. And then you get to the finish line before everybody else. And then it's like, what? You drink by yourself because everybody else is walking this stupid event?
Well, like they have like the beer mile, which it's, if I'm not mistaken, let me try to remember the rules. I think it's you drink a beer, run a quarter mile, drink a beer, run a quarter mile, drink a beer, run a quarter mile, drink a beer, run a quarter mile. And then you can't puke at all. The beer needs to be over 5% alcohol and needs to be in a bottle and you need to chug it. And there's like world records holders out there. Like people who like run it, who like do the beer mile in like four minutes and like 10 seconds. Like, and to think like, you know, what 30, 40 years ago, like a 4 minute mile was like impossible. And now people are doing it with drinking four in between it. So
just absolute animals.
That I would not be able to do.
I will drink beer after. Well, first of all, I wouldn't do the mile run. So let's get that out of the way. I would just do the beer portion. But my next question is, it's the question that everybody's asking. Will there be a Dinger Dash 2021?
Yeah, I wanted to do one last year. We tried to map it out. So it worked out perfect that our friend Kenny, like, so when we were at the bar, like, we were trying to, like, okay, like, where should, like, how should we do the 5K? Where should we do it from? And his house to the bar that we drink at is exactly 3.1 miles. And this perfect scenario. So then I was trying to see if anyone wanted to do it, or if we would, like, start at the bar and then we would run to his house and we would just, like, drink afterwards at his place.
Yeah.
And no one really up for it this year. I was. But, like, I'm not going to do it just to, like, prove to myself, because I've already done that. But it was fun. It was a good time when we did it before. I would love to do it again. Have a nice little end destination. Now I have a time to beat, too. So if I can beat myself, that'll, you know, make me feel better, a little bit better about myself. So,
I would convince people to do it with you. I mean, I'm not gung-ho about running, but if we're running for, you know, shits and giggles and whatever else, I guess I would do it if we're running to a bar. So
yeah, exactly. So when I did the first time, it was like my cousin and my buddy Dan. They, like, ran behind me and they were like my, like, not pacers, because, like, pacers are in front of you, but like, they were running behind me and pretty much going at my speed. And more people heard about it. They're like, I would do that. So we were thinking about making shirts, you know, classic.
I mean, you know me, I hate custom t-shirts. I don't have 40 of them locked and loaded in my email for any type of event.
Yeah, no, we, because then there was a good picture of me. I'll send it to you if you want to tweet it out or use it as the, on Instagram.
Well,
picture of me. Second I make it to the bar, I just fall to the floor and, like, put my hand, like, on my head. No one else is in the picture. Someone snapped the picture of me doing that. And so we wanted to put that picture on the, on the front of the shirt and make it, you know, the annual Dinger Dash. So,
yeah, I mean,
yes,
I would do it.
Well, as the world doesn't keep on burning and bars stay open, I'm sure we'll make a run to Dingers again.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, I had written it down because, you know, we were talking about, like, the stuff you want to do before you're 30. And then I think, I forget how I, like, looked it up, or me and Lizzie were talking and I was like, wait, I'm pretty sure, like, the Dinger Dash, like, there wasn't one last year, but I'm trying to figure out when it was. It was like November. Why did you do November?
It was the day after Thanksgiving, which was the worst decision.
That's the heaviest that anybody ever is.
Normally people do their 5Ks, like, before Thanksgiving, so then, like, they can, like, eat a whole lot. Now I did it the opposite way. I ate a whole bunch of Thanksgiving and then I ran at night, which is, like, what I guess you're not supposed to do, like, if you're gonna, like, run, like, you do it, like, early. I don't know, I was just finding out all these words. But
So I guess follow-up question, did you get a runner's high?
Absolutely not. No, did you not hear? I'm gonna hear my story about puking in the last half mile.
You mean a runner's low?
No.
Yeah. I get, like, texts from Lizzie, like, in the morning, and she'll be like, oh, I just got done with my, like, 10 mile, like, warm up. And I was like, I literally have 14 steps, and that was, I got up to pee and then I, like, walked back to bed.
I don't, like, even, oh, like
if I get 10,000 steps today, like, it'll be great. And she's like, I had 10,000 at, like, 7:40 in the morning. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just gonna go back to bed because that sounds terrible and I'm not gonna catch you.
I'm at 8,500 steps right now.
I'm at just barely over 11,000.
11,000?
Yeah.
Did you get a workout in?
I mean, I walked. If walking counts as a workout, then I work out all the time. Pretty much just superhuman at this point. Just trying to have everybody else catch up. Like, you don't try not to get too swole. You know, people think that then you, like, lose your personality and stuff. So I figure if I just stay the way I am and then just be charming, hilarious, you know, billionaire philanthropist, whatever, you know, just words, jackhammer. But so I've led you to this water and I don't know if I can make you drink it, but I've rigged this trivia where it all has a common theme. And you'll probably notice right away, and you'll probably be like, you're an asshole. But we're not that far apart in age. So, like, this was supposed to be, like, me making fun of you being, like, 30, and I'll be, like, 29 in August and, you know, 30s next year. So it's not like I'm, like, you know, 25, like, look at this old man. Tell your running story again, old man. You had a banana.
As I was saying, Wednesday is my that's our bar night. Shout out to our Whiskey Wednesday crew. I know you all listen.
It's Cinco de Mayo, so that's a dangerous combo.
Oh boy! But so last night at the bar, so a lot of my friends are like two grades younger than me, and they've been making old jokes with me for we're thinking about it. It's been about 5 years. I've been getting like old man jokes. And I was saying, I'm like, that was when I was 24. All of you guys are 28 now. Like, they're like, okay, shut up, Kev. You're going, you know, you're getting senile over there. Oh, yeah. poor old man doesn't even know his age. So yeah, bring it on. I'm all for the
old man's doing quick math at the bar. We have new math now, old man. There's 17 ways to get to the answer, and you already reached them an hour ago. I labeled it Chicago age trivia, but it's just your age. Chicago's like 200 or whatever. I'm not doing the math on that. There's a bean or something. I don't know. So it's separated into, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 categories. And it's by the sports. There's still 10 questions. There's just 2 questions each. So there's Cub questions. There's Sox questions. We got Hawks. I did Colts instead of Bears, although, you know, the Bears are just terrible, and hopefully Colts are better, but, you know, they could both end up being just god-awful. Let's see. What other team? Oh, and the Bulls, duh. A couple of playoff teams I listed. Yeah. Bulls aren't making it. Hawks aren't making it. Cubs probably aren't making it. That leaves the Chicago White Sox and the Indianapolis Colts. So,
fingers crossed.
Which ones do you want to do first? There's Cubs, Sox, Hawks, Colts, Bulls.
Let's knock the Cubs out of the way.
All right. So Kyle Hendricks, Javier Baez, Chris Bryant, and Wilson Contreras. Which 2016 World Series champion are you not older than?
Am I not older than?
Yeah.
Kyle Hendricks, Javi Baez, mm-hmm. Chris Brown, Wilson Contreras.
Correct.
Just those four?
Those four.
I'm going to say that Hendricks is older than me.
So Javier Baez, 1992.
Okay.
Born a year after the GOAT, Bill Cobbs. Chris Bryant, 1992. Wilson Contreras, 1992. Kyle Hendricks, 1989. Same year as Taylor
Swift.
And the same month. So we've got in 1991, where the year Kevin was born, famously, if you haven't done the math already, the Cubs finished in what place in the NL East?
In 91?
Mm-hmm. So they were in the NL East because the Central didn't come around for another 2 or 3 years or something.
I'm guessing there was 5, right?
Yes.
5 teams. It's not like when they had 6 teams in the Central and
no.
Like 4 years ago. All right.
I think 91, the Brewers were still in the American League, I believe.
I feel like I heard that they were good when I was like a kid. Like, let's go first. No, wait, that would have been the Mets. The Mets were good in like the late 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would they have carried that in? No, fuck it. I hate the Cubs. They came in last. They came in last.
In 1991, the Chicago Cubs finished in last place in the NL East. From first to last in a mere seconds.
Who did come in? The Mets? Do I get bonus points for that?
I think it might have been the Mets. It was either the Mets or Philadelphia, but I'm pretty sure it was New York. We've got White Sox, Hawks, Colts, Bulls.
Let's get the Bulls.
Los Bulls. So the real GOAT, Michael Jordan, won how many NBA championships before the age of 30?
Zero.
You're saying Michael Jordan won zero NBA championships before the age of 30?
Trying to think.
Do you know what years they won it? I mean, that would significantly. Yeah.
The first one they won it was the year I was born, 91, 92, 93, 96, 97, 98. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get how old he is now. I'm going to say he had three.
He was a three-time NBA champion before the age of 30?
Yes.
Two.
Two? Ah, damn
1992, Jordan turned 30 in February 93, but won the 93 championship in June.
Okay. All right.
So it's a little SS tricky. So
yeah.
For anybody born after 1991, that was a video game. You're welcome. And then famously, 1991 was the start of the Bulls' first three-peat. You were about 2 months old, so obviously you were probably at the game.
Oh, I was a huge fan, yeah.
Who did the Bulls beat to capture that title in 1991?
Lakers.
That was the Los Angeles Lakers. That is correct.
That was the dunk switch hands, right?
Yeah.
Over Magic. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up.
I mean, he won so many championships, it's really hard to pick just one moment from the man's career. I mean, so we're down to White Sox, Blackhawks, Indianapolis Colts.
Blackhawks.
The Chicago Blackhawks. So Andrew Shaw, two-time Stanley Cup champion, announced his retirement this week after 10 years in the league. What year was Andrew Shaw born?
I feel like he was younger than me. But no. But my gut's always wrong. I'm gonna say he was born in 1990.
You're saying Andrew Shaw was born in 1990. The Mutt.
Yes.
Was born July 20th, 1991.
Oh, damn it. Oh, okay. All right.
He's so old that this man's been in the league for 10 years. Announced his retirement, younger than you. Okay. Second and final Blackhawk question. Of the current Chicago Blackhawks team, there are four players that were born before May 3rd, 1991. Name three of them.
Four players on the current team.
Mm-hmm. There were four players before May 3rd.
All right. So Kane, he was born in
88. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. I think I've watched one Hawks game this year. Is Duncan Keith still on the team?
Is that an answer?
Yes.
Duncan Keith is correct.
Okay.
If your question is, should he still be on the team? No. Is he? Yes.
Did Seabrook retire?
He did.
Yeah.
36.
Fuck. Third one, let's go. I don't know. They're all so goddamn young. Was this a Stanley Cup champion, or was this someone that we got after?
He's a Stanley Cup champion.
With the Blackhawks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God damn it. That makes me...
I could tell you that I'm fairly positive that he's a three-time Stanley Cup champion.
All right, shit. I'm drawing a ball. Hold on. All right. Taze. Kane. Sharp. Sharp's been retired. I don't know. You got me stumped, and I'm going to hate myself once you say the name, probably, but.
You already said his name.
Who?
Jonathan Toews.
No, he's not on the team.
Yes, he is.
He's not
from the team.
That's cheap. He's not on the
team. I can't believe you didn't come up with Ryan Carpenter. I mean, come on. I'll give it to you. Even though I shouldn't, because rules are rules, but whatever.
I'll take that as a birthday present from you.
So we've got White Sox and Colts.
Colts.
Famously, you are an Indianapolis Colts fan. Who is the oldest player on the Colts currently?
Oldest player on the Colts currently? Anthony Costanzo.
T.Y. Hilton.
Is he really? Damn.
he's the oldest player at 31.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. When I looked it up, I was like, there's no way T.Y. Hilton is the oldest player on this freaking team. 1990.
Wow.
I don't know how old Philip Rivers is, but he's got to be – he's older than 31. He has to be, yeah.
Like maybe 38, but he's not on the team anymore.
Well, yeah. So if he was on the team, he obviously would have been the oldest. I mean, at 31, he was probably, you know, his oldest kid probably had 9 kids. So. In 1991, the Colts had the worst record in 16 games in franchise history. What was their record? I'm pretty sure it was the first year that they were in Indy. You might know more than I would, but I'm fairly certain it was their first year in Indianapolis.
1-15.
The 91 Colts had 1 win and 15 losses.
That's bad.
For those counting at home, that's very bad. So we're down to the quote unquote beloved.
That was their worst season of all time.
Yeah.
When they got luck, I think they had 2 wins that year. So that's okay.
Yeah. Significantly better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, some would say double.
Yeah. Also terrible. They increased their win margin by 100%. So I looked at the 2005 White Sox roster. I don't know whatever happened to those guys. Playoff team, who knows? Y'all had a bunch of geezers on that team. How many members of that team were older than you?
Were older than me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try to go through each and every one. but I'm going to go ahead and say that there were... Let's go double digits, 10.
Saying so how many members of that team were older than you? You're saying 10?
Yeah.
All of them.
Oh, that's, I thought you meant when they won.
Got them. What a fool. Eat a banana and sit down.
Good callback, Len. Good callback.
So you're on your last question. Dear God, I hope it gets better. 1991, the White Sox played in what ballpark?
That was the year of the new Comiskey came out.
So your answer is new Comiskey Park?
Yeah. That was like the renovation year, though. I don't know if they – because, I mean, they had both stadiums at the same time. But did new Comiskey start in 91? Or was 91 the last year of old Comiskey?
I don't know. I wasn't born until 92. So all your old facts are just, they don't mean anything to me.
I'm going to say Old Comiskey.
Did you mean New Comiskey Park?
Yes. That was the first year of New Comiskey?
It was.
Okay.
Their first home game in New Comiskey Park, they lost to the Detroit Tigers 16-0.
But it was in like June or July too, I think. It wasn't like the home opener.
No.
I think it was like June or July when they started.
Yeah.
So the day I was born, Old Comiskey was still there.
I mean, I'm looking at the judge. The judge is saying no. The judge is me. I mean, still fairly good. I was trying to trick you on most of these and make you feel very old. But again, I'm 28 turning 29. So
that dementia is starting to kick in a little bit, you know?
Where am I?
Who are you?
We're doing a podcast, Kevin. You're in a safe space.
What's a podcast?
Where's my banana? So I think you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Does that sound right?
You're giving me the Taze one as a birthday present, and I had Jordan with 3 championships.
Right.
And then you asshole tricked me on so 8. All right. Like, it's way better than I did in high school. So that's an 80%. That's a B in some grading scales.
In some countries, you could get like 60% wrong and it's still an A. Because I don't know, when you're in a country that hasn't won a world war, I guess you just give out like grades and stuff to all the smart kids, whatever.
Or we can just be like a student in math school and just everyone has S, yeah, A, and we're fun here.
Yeah. Whoever claps the loudest is God's favorite child. We don't frown in this classroom, but I can't yell at you for frowning. So please just pick your spirit up. Oh boy. Matt, if you're listening, I meant every word. Well, that's all we have for episode 8. I'd like to thank our guest Keishi for letting me call him old in this podcast form. I'll edit out every reference to my age so you look older. Follow our official Instagram account at Trivial Arguments, one word. My Instagram, LenDog92, that's dog DAGG. Or follow me on Twitter, which is just my name, at Lenny Arquilla, ARQUILLA. I believe I'll promote your stuff, I guess. There's no point. You're so old. What are you doing on the internet still?
You can check on MySpace.
My profile song is, I think, Sherry by the Four Seasons.
Lenny just cracked the top 8 on me, so it's pretty exciting stuff here.
The name of the last episode that you were on, I called you the hidden 8th groomsman. So you're welcome.
No, good to know. So all I do is just get someone really sick, and I'll step up to the plate. Me and Billy wear pretty much the same size suit, so I'll get him sick. I'll sabotage him. Place.
Billy's very easy to sabotage. You can just give him like old food. Bill, I got this for you. Be like, oh, thanks, buddy. And he'll just eat it. Be like, wait, how old is this?
I found this bologna sandwich on site. Oh, really?
I think I left that there.
I don't know. Billy eats squirrels and shit like that. So, like, I don't think, like, many things are going to be able to harm him. So,
well, that's true. It'd probably go the opposite way where he'd bite it and be like, this is at least 3 weeks old. you don't think my wife is trying to poison me by now? You guys got to step it up.
And then he'll break out some spices. Hey, check out my spice cabinet. I just got this one from India.
Yeah. Well, we all know if you're trying to poison Kevin, bananas.
Bananas.
Bananas will do it. I appreciate having you, Kevin, and we'll talk and see you later.
Thanks for having me on, Len. I'll see you.
Always a pleasure.